Ground rules for communication, please wait to be called on before you speak, and please be respectful with that rule.
Chuck Anderson, presente. Antine Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon.
D.C.
John Crumcho.
Present.
Ariana Gladney.
It'll be multi.
Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar.
Requested in 2000.
Fred Plunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick requested an excused absence. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride and Summer Reese requested excused absences. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger requested an excused absence. Lamont Yakey.
Item 1C, excused absence request approval.
Move to accept the excused absence.
Okay. Any objections? Seeing none, absence requests are approved. Timekeeper? Anybody would like to volunteer? We'll do it up here. I'll volunteer. Okay, thank you. Brenda? Agenda approval? Kim?
I'd like to put a little finance committee report on there. It's like year-end numbers. Is there one?
No.
I'm here 5 minutes. I'm the board to, you know, have some idea.
I make that item 10B.
Sure. Second. Sure.
Roman numeral 10B.
Pardon?
Suggesting Roman numeral 10B is going to be the word.
Oh, yeah, that would be
okay.
For 5 minutes. That would modify our overall open session time to 125 minutes.
What can we eliminate?
You can complete your request.
How about PNB report? Make that 10 minutes. 7C.
I have got just move back to this short here, this part of the agenda.
You need to speak loudly or use the mic?
Let's think about, we have 15 minutes for this opening part of the agenda, so if we move back to this short here, we don't need to add time.
Already at 10:20.
I'll move that we approve the agenda minus the 15 minutes with these call for order. I mean, in terms of bypass approved the agenda, approved the agenda, minutes approval, and announcements of the public.
Okay, we have a motion for 5 minutes on each committee meeting. What do you all want to do?
Since that will send us entire open session.
No, we already have made a time certain last time.
Then you need to make complete your request. The thing we would have made next time.
All right, if nobody's interested in the finance committee meeting, all right then.
Just as a point of
information,
they might
have
suggested if we get through this first part expeditiously, we'll have the time. So that seems to make sense.
We've already gone past the time allotted.
Well, I was trying to send more than the left that there is.
Chair, I say that we move on and try to get to this expeditiously.
Second.
Are there any objections?
My motion needs to be voted on. It was seconded. I made a motion to have 5 minutes.
We're doing that. Thank you. Are there any objections to Ms. Hoffman's motion?
I just wanted to make a comment. Is that
an objection?
No, it's not an objection. I just want to make sure that we finish at 3 p.m. so that we can have our executive session. So I would like to not do anything that would make us go past and cancel our executive session. So I think that we need to have a finance committee report, but I also think we need to have an executive session. So I just wanted to say that because I don't want us to, again, just get the executive session.
Let's take a vote. Nobody can
call. Well, thank you, Ms. Hoffman. You have not been called on. Are there any objections?
So we can vote and get it out of the way.
If there's no objections, it's approved, please.
The agenda is approved with...
I was just removed from the current end.
Oh, I apologize.
Now you need to approve.
Okay.
Objection.
Thank you. The motion has been approved, Ms. Coffin. Are there any other suggestions for amendments to the agenda?
I'd
like
to move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Are there any objections to adopting the agenda as amended? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Moving to item number 1F, the approval of the minutes from the September 21st open session meeting. Are there any amendments to the minutes, Lydia?
No, I move we approve the minutes.
Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the minutes for September 21st meeting are approved. Are there any announcements? Michael?
Our member Ariana Gladney.
I know that Ariana Gladney has a court appearance. I know of her. And if anybody would like to donate to defend fund for her, Ariana Gladney, our board member, has a court appearance in Englewood on November 1st. If anybody wants to donate to her defense fund, I can get that if she doesn't get it.
I have an announcement. The event with former attorney General Ramsey Clark of the Arab Americans of Syria was a very successful event that took place at the General at the Glendale Public Library. In Syria. Any more announcements? Okay. We move to item number. Item number 2, scheduling location announcement of meeting. The next.
Aren't we on?
Item D.
Aren't we on G?
Oh, bylaws. Okay. Let me back up. We did announcement.
There's a revised bylaws timeline, and we need to read it.
publicly tendered. In the interest of time, all proposed bylaws amendments must be received by the Secretary of the DMV by midnight October 24th, which I believe took place. They will be posted on the Pacifica Foundation website the following day, October 25th, which will be the notice date as specified in the bylaws. The IED has instructed CC to it that the notices on air required in each of the stations informing the listeners of the bylaws amendment process be underway, commencing on that day. Voting by the PMB and LSB shall commence on December 9th, which is 45 days after the notice date, and shall be completed by February 7th, 60 days after the commencement of voting. The results shall be posted within 15 days of the completion of voting on the Pacifica Foundation website, and this was passed on October 10th. In the interest of time, I will not go into the background of this adjusted timeline, as you will note if you read the bylaws and are sync with those, but be that as it may, this is where we are. So if you're interested in the bylaws, check it out. We'll be considering these at our December meeting, so we'll have to, I recommend we set that date next month, so that since December is so complicated, but.
So is it posted now, since we're past the point that it is posted?
It should be. I didn't double check, but I submitted two amendments, and others submitted other amendments. And they sent me what looked like what's going to be the posting. So. And, well, if we get to directors, I'll expand on that a bit.
Announcement? Any more announcements? Okay, that will complete item number 1G. So we'll move on to item number 2, scheduling location and announcement of meeting. The next LSB meeting is scheduled for Saturday, November 16th. That would be from 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday meeting. Location is still to be determined.
This is a point of order. Commission, we had this as a default location. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm good for this. I was here. Yeah, so I don't, my preference is Saturdays anyway, but because this was supposed to have been right a Wednesday meeting, this one, and so I don't know if we want to consider having November Wednesday, otherwise I'd just have Saturday, but I just want to say that the meeting for the bylaws, I think, should be Saturday. I think the December meeting should be a Saturday. I don't have any objection to having three meetings in a row on a Saturday, and, given the distance and travel in LA, I think it's better, but.
Thorne?
Yeah, I also would like to move that we have the December meeting on Saturday, which is the day I mentioned, December the 7th. So I'd like us to.
No. I'm not the third man.
Oh, you're not?
No, we're just discussing November, but I'm saying, given that I will next month propose we have it on a Saturday,
okay.
December on a Saturday.
So I favor November the 16th as well.
I favor the 20th. I mean, I don't want to have all my Saturdays taken off. Call question.
Is that a motion change to date? You want to change it to the 20th, which is a Wednesday?
Yeah. Let's cut the vote.
Lauren?
So I guess my substitute proposal to Ms. Kaufman's proposal is that we meet on the 16th. Because I'm right in the middle of
Noonan.
I just want to ask a question. My understanding was the reason we alternate is to give the public and maybe some of the board members a chance to attend, the people that can't come on Saturday or the people that can't come on a Wednesday night. So we alternate it so to cover all those people. So it seems to me that we probably should alternate it and do a Wednesday next time if December is going to be day Saturday, because otherwise we're really not alternating.
We'll take a vote on it. Those in favor of the next LSC meeting to be on Wednesday, November 20th. If you are in favor of having a Wednesday evening meeting, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those opposed? So having a Wednesday, November 20th meeting. 1, 2, 3. Abstentions? 3 abstentions?
4.
Oh, can you, abstentions, can you read them again? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. The next scheduled meeting is for Wednesday, November 20th. That'll be from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll go to the next item, number 3, implementation follow-up action item. Item number A, I did personally forward to everybody who changed their meeting date. That was the only announcement that was made. And Secretary and I are working on item number 3B for the September 21st, 2015 excuse absence request to the board. One has already been sent out. With your patience, maybe between an hour and 2 hours after the meeting, you will have those in your inboxes from the September 21st meeting. Moving forward, item number 3C, the Finance Committee Chair provides P&B budget approval process. Fulfilled via email. On September 21st, so that is a follow-up item. The GM has confirmed that LS board at kpfk.org is posted on kpfk.org. That's confirmed.
All right, information. How do we see it? How do we review what's in there? And
as I understand it, you have a log on to that web address. I have to double check with Jonathan because I don't look at it because I'm not on it. But
I think Jonathan sent that information around when he did it up. He did. I forwarded it several times in the last year, but I'll look for it again. Could that be repeated? LS board at kpfk.org is a web mail program that's accessible to the board members with a login, and I'll forward the login information again. I did several times last year. So people can email it to that address, and anybody on the board can see it and reply.
Isn't this the one where we need a password or something?
Yeah, there's a login. I'll send the login information again. It's the same for everybody. Everybody logs in with the same identity.
Item number 3E. Mr. Zone. To forward the minutes of 13.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
Can I ask a quick question? Does it show who's responding? Will it just come from the LSV or will it be from a particular person?
I would imagine you could do either.
It's hard to say anybody, any one of us is speaking to the whole group.
Yeah, I agree with that, Steve, but I think that the LSV asked for this.
I'm just wondering how it worked.
It's not our system.
Yeah, I'm just not sure everyone will.
And we can know if we can afford that information one more time before I have access to that. Moving forward, item number 4, general manager's report.
Welcome everyone, thank you. Is this working?
Yeah.
Okay. The report was forwarded late yesterday. I apologize for the lateness of it. It was very late coming together in my office, so by the time I got it, I turned it around as quickly as I could. Obviously, this report is comprised of a It actually comprises some input from various parts of the organisation, various parts of the station that I edit and put together for this meeting. So I'm reliant on timely contributions from other people in the building. And as you'll understand, excuse me, we are particularly busy at the moment because we are nearing the end of the fall fund drive. We'll finish it at this stage, still planning to finish it on Monday, as we plan to. I just looked at the ticker page a couple of minutes ago. We are currently on $903,097. Acknowledgement must be made significantly to Christine Bosvale and Gary Null because a significant amount of that funding has come from programs that they've put together. And interestingly enough, with reference to that, some of the programs are ones that we've used in previous drives. So there's been two or three new products that Gary has brought to the table this time, and he and Christine really do work particularly well together on the air. So I want to make a public acknowledgement of both of those people and the impact that they've had on this particular fund drive. The other thing that has been gratifying about it has been that some of our public affairs programs that have not been performing as well in fund drives in recent years have actually started to lift the game as well this time, which suggests to me anyway that we have quite a diverse couple of audiences out there listening to us, but indeed they are listening and they are contributing. And I think Alan wanted to mention Sonali Kohaka in this particular respect because Sonali has been providing quite a bit of the success of the fund drive, but also credit must go to the others, Margaret Prescott and Ian Masters, and of course Mitch Jetheridge. Democracy Now! Too has been performing better this time around than it has in the past. Because I completed this report last night at home, I didn't have the ability to print it, so I'll have to read it off screen. There's a couple of programming changes that will occur coming out of the fund drive. The Car Show, David Feldman, Think Outside the Cage, and Liberated Sisters will return from hiatus, and a couple more shows will move into hiatus's temporary series come on board that are being put together now. Mostly through the building, things are operating okay, but what of continuing concern to us is the air conditioning, which, and I think I've mentioned at this meeting in the past, over the years, I have never worked at a radio station where the air conditioning was not a problem, and this one is no exception, but it continues to give us trouble, and because of that, I think one of our units in the next at least 18 months will have to be replaced. They're all mostly old units, except for the one that we replaced last year, so, you know, they wear out, and rather than continuing to try and prop them up, we'll have to look at a capital expenditure to get at least one more unit, probably with 18 months. We have started, people may recall that a little while back I talked about we were being courted by another car donation company to look after our business, and they offered us a higher rate of return on the car donations that we were able to deal with through them. They handle everything for us, even to the point of writing to the people who donate, providing their income tax information for them for rebates and so on. We were asked to join across the Pacifica group, a different firm which was set up by a woman who used to work for the company that we currently use and have used for some years. We went back to the company we use and told them that we had been offered a better deal, so they said that they would better that better deal. And we met with them, and the interim executive director will make a decision on that because it affects some other Pacifica stations. There is a situation where the people who first came and approached us with the better deal said everybody had to come on board for that better deal to occur. So I'm bringing that up again because as part of that, they offered to help us out with social media. And we decided to go with an end-of-year social media campaign based on car donations. And they're doing all of this for us at no charge, no commission, nothing. And already it's starting to show some return. We're looking at more cars having been donated since we started this Facebook social media and Twitter campaign just in the last month, more than we would have had at this time last year. It's inconclusive at this stage.
You're confusing me because I don't know now which company.
Oh, we're still with our originals.
Oh, okay.
And they're the ones helping us with this social media campaign.
Okay.
And it looks based on recent years that we're getting, that we've actually increased our intake. And that's a significant contribution to our bottom line on an annual basis. Just to finish off with what's in here, engineering teams are working relatively well. There's always ongoing repairs to be done at the station. From the business office, these details as of Thursday, total cash in bank at the moment is $237,000. Our total payable stands at $30,000 right now, and we owe $6,500 to National Office for Central Services and $12,000 to Pacifica Radio Archives. And we have still yet to receive our second instalment of CPB funding for the past fiscal year. That's what's in the bulk of the report. The other thing that I want to announce for those who are not aware, and I think Jennifer herself sent a message round, is that I just established the development director position at the station as of October 25th. So Jennifer, after 10 years, is leaving us.
Wow.
And I'm sorry to have to report that, but we are in a situation where we have to be very careful about the bottom line, and one of the key components that impact on our bottom line is the payroll, and we need to find ways of raising money. And while Jennifer has been an invaluable, amazing contributor to our station, unfortunately that position can no longer exist at the station right now. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. Board Q&A. Michael Vaughn.
Yeah, this might be why Chris said last time there was a question about how the car donations people get reported into Memphis to be listed. I'm wondering if that's been dealt with. And in general, a question about, I believe the CMU passed resolution some time back asking HCM to clean up the station membership list. And I'm wondering how that stands. I know that there was an effort made about this.
I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah, we
are you talking about the car donation?
I asked if the car donors were getting recorded to members as members, and then extended that to a general question about the cleaning up the membership list for both listeners and staff. Anything done to correct some problems?
Yeah, my understanding is that the car donations are filtered through Memphis and as a full membership. So that, I think, my understanding of it is happening. I talked to Terry Guy about that, and that's part of the process with the organization that handles it. They provide the information, and it gets entered into our Memphis system. In a lot of cases, those people are already members, and probably a significant amount of those. And the cleanup operation is underway, but it's a difficult one. And when we're in fund drive, things need to be suspended. But yeah, that started up.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. The first question has to do with you writing your report, Cole. What do you mean that exemptions? What does it mean that exemptions is only downfall of the average, of the daily average of the funding?
I don't understand.
Can you use the mic?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is it that you mean that only downfall of the daily average of the fund drive is the exemption?
Alan's preemptions, I think, in that respect. The program can come off. So
preemptions?
Yes.
It's not exemptions.
No, it shouldn't be exemptions.
Okay, so that's a
member program we have to take off to accommodate the money-making program.
Okay, so that's a typo. And the second question has to do with the HVAC system.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you may have to replace it. And are you sending additional bids out?
We
total over $2,500.
We always ask for at least three bids on a capital item this size.
And will the finance committee or the board be able to see those bids?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Okay. Okay.
And then my last question has to do with the upcoming program changes that are happening in November.
Yeah.
Can you illuminate us in regard to, just give us a clue
there
as to, are you thinking of being underrepresented voice for down yet?
That's definitely the case. There is one that's education-based, and I think there's another one that is being put together by people who used to be part of Occupy.
Okay.
And there's a significant, I would say, that particular group have been underrepresented as well, and particularly some of the individuals involved. So I'm just, I'll keep you keep you posted on the developments towards that.
Thank you. Thank you. Chris, Tim, Crenshaw, and
I just wanted to give you a little feedback that that I did donate a car maybe 6 months ago, and I got a receipt for the car donation, but there was nothing related to, it was clearly not passed over to the membership department. I was already a member, but the membership department would have no way of knowing. So there should be at least an acknowledgement sent to a car donor that you're a member, But that didn't happen in my case. So, and that was like 6 months ago.
I'll follow it up.
Yeah. So, and then it was donated under the name Bayard Condon, which is my middle name, B-A-Y-A-R-D. But I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that that my experience was that the system is not handling the membership component of car donations.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the feedback. I'll follow it up.
Yeah.
Sharon, I just heard you say something about a thank you letter. You got a thank you letter? The company is supposed to send a thank you letter to everybody.
No.
On our letterhead.
I think probably yes. But I'd have to, I don't really, I probably don't still have it, but okay. I think yes.
Thank you.
Kim?
First of all, you should receive, and this is what's critical, is at the end of the year a form with the tax deductible amount from KPFK. And that's kind of what the thing is with tax deductible.
Okay. Well,
and that should come from the station at whenever they send it out, but before tax time.
I'll let you know in January whether I've received it.
Exactly. Okay. So, this is just a comment. You talk about higher energy costs. It's like being a surprise. This was in my alternate budget. I noticed that last year, so that you're telling us now, wow, the cost for running the transmitter twice as high, I mean, that's sort of old information, just never made it into the budget. Could it happen the second half of last year?
It happened when the second transmitter came on.
Correct, which was from February on. So this is known information, and it should have been reflected in the budget, and it wasn't. Your cost for the utility, utilities for the tower is low in the budget. Just a comment, okay? Personally, I am still hearing interference and static on my radio in the car, okay? There are still problems. I don't know what they are. It may be transmitting a full flat power, but there are other problems, and I'm getting bleeding and static. I don't understand what the deal with this gas meter is. Our gas bill is about $25 to $30 a month. How much did we spend on this, and why is it?
We didn't spend it. It was imposed by the supplier.
Okay, so it's kind of a non-event. So this transmitter antenna that you're going to purchase in November, how much will that cost?
And we haven't got a quote on that yet.
Approximately?
It's probably about $2,500. Probably considerably less than that.
I don't know what the ultimate capital expenses were in the budget, but I know you tried to put zero in, and I forget now exactly what wind up going there, but this is not an unknown expense.
I intend to seek help on this from outside the budget.
Really?
Yes.
Really, for our for our capital expenses. Okay, then.
Point of order, Chair. It's not a dialogue. It's a question comment that you're asking the GM, Kim. So please make sure you're asking questions. And you've gone over.
We need more dialogue.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to answers that don't make sense.
Direct your comments to the Chair. This is Beth. Next, Mr.
Crumshaw,
and then
Lady. I would say, just in the interest of fairness, that every time anyone addresses someone, not through the chair, they should be noticed. So, for example, when Brenda was talking, Kim, that would be a good time to also be equal in treatment. Not just some people who don't address the chair. So I appreciate that you intended this. I was going to ask you, Bernard, about the issue concerning the cars, because I know that this was a big issue at the national level, that somehow it was going to make a big difference in terms of our money that we would raise, and that one car company seemed to be superior and so on. Have you had any talks with people on the national level as to what might be better And would the company that we're using be better for the rest of the network? Or is there an advantage to having more than one partner?
My opinion on that, John, and by the way, the situation is being handled by the interim executive director now across the Pacifica group. My opinion is that the company we have been using would go the extra mile for us just based on what they've already promised they will do and delivered on. And I think, yes, I think if we can get a great deal, even a bidding war going, using Pacifica as a whole as the weapon to do that, I think that's a great idea.
Rodrigo?
So one thing is the edit 3 room, the edit 3 room, you know, the studio 3.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Okay, that one is, you know, thank you for the well done, you know, and also have, you know, web access, you know, which helps a lot. No, it's is there any way you think, you know, you can connect maybe some other student with the web, you know, on the same computer? Because you have access to effects, a lot of stuff that you can use, you know, while you're doing the work. That's, you know, one of the requests that I have heard from some people right there, you know. And another thing is that on the Valentine's room, we are always having, and you already know, we told you, or we have let you know, that we are having problems with the computers. You know, computers, they are always being repaired, but they never finish to be working properly. And I noticed to Jonathan Alexander, too, that someone is putting their own code on those computers, you know, one at the last corner, at the very corner. And it's hard to access, so it's, maybe you can talk to Jonathan Alexander about that. And the last one is, for Suber, you know, thank you because he did take care of the staff, you know, with the person who serves the food, so we always have problems with her, so we appreciate that move, you know.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rodrigo. Back to you, too. Web access, I have a bit of a problem with web access on operational machines because of the likelihood of viruses being introduced via the web. The computer that we put into Edit 3 was brand new when we put it in. Most of our other computers are nowhere near as new as that. And Jonathan's advice at that stage was that it was of a quality that he was okay to actually give it to let it sort of, you know, see if we could proceed under those. Under those guidelines, but with the age of some of the other computers, I'm a little worried about that in terms of introducing new software. Just incidentally on that note, Microsoft is going to stop servicing our current software any minute now, so we're going to have to look at something new for them as well. The volunteer computers I'll talk to Jonathan, and let's see what can be done about that. I know that in the past when I have spoken to Jonathan, he blames operator error in terms of the various people who are using it. You know, I think if it's happening to a lot of people, I don't think that actually is necessarily the case. Thanks.
Thank you. We are at time on this item for 14 minutes.
Can we extend 3 minutes?
Is there a second? We will move on to our next item. Item number 5, the public comment questions to the GM, please.
Can I just ask, Chair, if you would prefer if I wait till everybody asks their questions and do what we ask to say?
That will work.
Hello. I'm kind of interested in why the development director post was eliminated. Not that I have any objection to it, but I would like to know, because development is a critical aspect of any operation, organization, especially a nonprofit. So who's taking over the role that the development director had in that respect? My second question, I have a background. Do you know what NO is in terms of database structures? NO? You don't know? I'll leave this from the WBAI Sustainability Committee's timeline. The database MEM station needs to be reconsidered. We have individual contracts for each station plus the NO.
National office.
Oh, national office.
Yeah.
Okay, so MEMSIS is at all of these locations. I thought it was a database or something. And so they're saying that this group of people who tried to rescue WBAI and who have apparently so far thus far failed, they say that MEMSIS is a problem. It's inefficient and wasteful. MEMSIS was never meant to be a secure voter registration database. And they go on to say some other things about it. So I would like to know your opinion about that. You know, whether MEMSIS is doing its job, or whether other more modern, free, open source databases could be used.
I want to applaud Gary Noll with Kristen Glasgow. For the first time, we can hear him in real time, not at 3 a.m. in the morning. And this time, he has led it, he has led the Liberals on KPFK out of the gate. He has physically, utterly challenged them all and exposed them for their lying, for their lies, for their propaganda in the Democratic Party, which really constitutes a political dictatorship along with Republicans in this country. And until we come face to face with that reality, we are lying to ourselves. I am appalled that thinking outside the box, the only program on KPFK that has ever been aired that deals, tackles the prison industrial complex, the police abuse, and the spying situation. Why? Because all of these things are connected. This is the only on-air program, so there's no excuse why even temporarily this program would have been preempted. No excuse whatsoever. The poor community is under attack every single second while we sit here, and the prison industrial complex program needs to be on. May I remind you, it's the only conduit for the small community organizations that use it to announce their events and their issues. This is a very critical program that needs to be enhanced. Wanted to say more, no more time.
Thank you.
I agree that thank you very much for the knowledge you commend and one that Gary Noll have afforded to the station. Definitely appreciate that because I believe that it's the first time that it didn't happen at the public level. A lot of people over here hate him before reading the book, you know. Another thing that you have to realize, the American, the public over here is tremendous ignorant with respect to the environment, with respect to many things that we don't see the people in the street. And it's because the only station that we have can say, you know, we go for all over the planet. We go trying to explain what happened in Syria, what happened in Indonesia, what happened in other places over there. We forget about that it's very important to avoid these people over here, like these people doing, you know. Definitely, thank you very much for having the Tom Harmon. I think that you didn't mention, but that's the problem that we have to pay attention. When do we explain the reality that happened over here? But anything that happened here have effect to the whole planet. And we clarify and we bring the conscience in the people over here, that's going to be great. So, Tom Harmon, welcome, really, really. And I really, you know, Gary, you know, like you said, you've been putting this for midnight. It really hard for the people to listen, you know, this. Put it the daytime. Why we have to have the e-master to have 6 days over there, you know? And we don't give nothing important.
Yeah, someone mentioned something about Jim, about purchasing a transfer, something anyhow, and it reminded me of something I mentioned before. We ought to encourage more of what I call in-kind donations. You've heard this before from me over the years, and I say it again. Occasionally it's been done. Namely, services and supplies. I'm not asking money, but services and supplies. And I know in the past, over the many years, when it's been done, it's worked quite well. We have a vast audience of all kinds of people who would help something specific as against donating money, assisting listeners. So, on the development issue, are there any plans to have someone in-house or outside to work on development, or is that being left to national insofar as they are doing or aren't doing anything? That's a reasonable question, I think, to ask about. And then someone mentioned here, wanted to maybe Chris Byers, about dialogue. Well, you know, I've been saying this for years. We need more dialogue and debate on the air and also within this body. I'm not saying everything should be an argument of any sort, certainly not a put down, but I think some dialogue, some debate on issues in this board might be useful as against merely ostensibly questions and answers, which often aren't just questions and answers. So I want to raise that again, both for in the board here and on the air. And finally, on the fun drive, I'd like to know if anybody has become a millionaire and if so, they're willing to contribute some of their money to the station. You can laugh, I'm laughing, but I'm also quite serious. If some of the things on the air produce results, they should be presented to the station.
You're welcome.
For historical perspective, when the LFB first adopted the procedure of alternating between weekdays and weekends for its meetings, one of the considerations in adopting that policy was that if there was the situation of a board member who could not make it to Saturday meetings or could not make it to Wednesday meetings, the procedure of alternating foreclosed the ability of the LSP to remove that member if that member could not get a majority to excuse their absences. So it prevented the possibility of having three meetings in a row that a disfavored member could not attend and thereby get automatically booted off the LSP because he couldn't get excused.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the comments. I can't really discuss a lot to do with the development director situation because there are personnel issues involved in it. And what will probably happen is that some of the duties that were accommodated by that particular position will be shared between other members of the management team and other members of staff. Quite a bit of it will come towards me in the short term particularly. The database memsys, I think there is certainly room for improvement and some room for cooperation across the stations with memsys, but it's been the system that's been used for a long time, and obviously, and as Michael noted earlier, that leads to some problems in terms of keeping it clean and keeping it up to date. But I think there are probably a number of other programs out there that would do as well, if not better. I think that change is a frightening thing some of the time, and I think we need to be wary about what we did in terms of movement from the particular system we have. And I think it's actually not doing a bad job as a database for the type of work it's doing. Bella, there weren't really any questions for me to answer from you, but thank you for your comments. There are definitely plans to bring Gary Null on the air in the daytime and very soon. Just keep listening and you'll hear about that.
Thinking outside the box,
Okay. Well, the program's coming back. After fun drive. It'll be on Saturdays after fun drive.
Okay.
I understand that we'll still alternate with Liberated Sisters, but that's the way they kind of like to work. Israel, in kind. I'm sorry, the other gentleman who spoke about Gary Null. There are plans to bring him on in the afternoon and within the next few weeks. So I'll look out for that. In-kind donations as well, thanks for the comment. Yes, I have heard it before. We do that from time to time with certain things, but there are certain services that are not available to us that we would like. I mean, if you've got some particular ideas and people that you know about, I'd be very pleased to hear about that and follow up on it. One of the issues that I've talked about over the last little while is trying to find better computers than ours from places that routinely replace them every 3 years, but sometimes that is fraught with more difficulty than not doing it because of the variability of the hardware. But I mean, that's still something I think we can look at considerably. In the area of development, I think I might have just touched on that with the answer to Bernie, and I think Terry's comment, Terry just gave us a comment about the alternate meetings. I thought it was interesting earlier today when we talked about the alternating the meetings so that certain members of the public could get to, you know, the various ones. And I'm interested to note that mostly it's the same members of the public who come on Saturday and Wednesday now. So that's the reason for that.
I just wanted
to expand on something that you said. I think that you forgot one point about the reduction of the management director's position. I believe that at least I recall that you were mandated to reduce by one full-time equivalent by the PMB. They told you you had to do that, right?
Not for so many words, no.
Sorry?
No, not for so many words. I mean, I think we've had the discussion here about reducing personnel to reduce costs, and I think Kim's the one who's made the point that it doesn't have to be personnel to reduce costs.
Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I thought in the process of budgeting approval, you were mandated to reduce the personnel cost by one FTE.
To reduce costs, no, not that there was no... No, as far as I'm concerned, there was no strict instruction to get rid of the person, so to speak.
Tim?
Chair, we're at time for this agenda item.
I would like to take a point of personal privilege here. Excuse me?
Not to that one.
What is the phrase, Lydia? Please correct me. I appreciate that you acknowledge Christine here. I was a little disappointed that it didn't get in your report to the whole everybody, because she is raising probably 75% of this fund drive.
It's out of order, Chair. It's out of order. Moving on to the next agenda item, PMB report, 8A, the director. Lydia?
Okay, so the PMB did pass the KPSK budget, and the point was actually raised about whether the cut in staff was part of what was discussed with, that the GM discussed with the board and with the finance committee, and that was corroborated. I think all of the KPSK directors voted for that. Okay, so all present voted for that. Another thing is that we are having a PMB meeting in Houston starting on November 8th through the 11th. And I urge people to listen online for important issues. As you saw, the governance committee had moved to have the bylaws start earlier in and that was presented in August, but it was deferred, and so now we're going outside of what the bylaws allows, but at least it's closer than the elections, which that has, as we discussed last time, is not happening. In terms of the various committees, of course, the election committee and governance have both urged us to have elections, so that continues to be an issue. And we, on open session, if everyone would listen, it would be very, I keep urging that. That's really the best way to get your reports, because there is a lot of public discussion about the issues that are facing the foundation. It seems that the WDAI did do much better during this last fund drive, and so did WPSW, and those were our two stations that were really in trouble. And the car issue has also been discussed on public session. And it originally came out of our 5,000 member station in Houston. So it would really, I really support having some competition where we can, you know, have the two making offers to the entire foundation. It would be very helpful, because we're not getting concrete numbers. And I really have an issue, no matter what client comes to me, that it have concrete numbers, benchmarks, etc. So, anyway, that's my approach.
Any other questions? Duncan, go ahead.
Do you want to go right to Glenn?
No, go ahead.
The report from the task force that had to do with the PB search came out, and they brought a motion to the PNB that any actions taken toward the
PD search here stops until the in-person meeting and until the time the board has had to consider that motion, or I mean consider the report. So Senator Jones, Gary transcribed and sent to everybody a copy of that. And
can you clarify who's on the task force, John?
Excuse me, I'm making my point. And so they did, John did find it, and Summer confirmed the wording of it. So that was information available. So we're going to wait and hear the report and then come to a conclusion at that point. Heading the personnel committee, our primary function has been to go through the process of the ED search. And we have embarked on that over the last several months with a final presentation and effort to go forth at the Houston meeting. The National Finance Committee has approved most budgets, including the National Office budget and the affiliates, the Archives budget. And we are still looking at some other budgets, but all of that will also probably come to the PNC in the first meeting. The affiliates task force is looking for information that will help to strengthen the affiliates task force and the position that has been lost because of the loss of free speech radio news. And maybe that is a temporary situation, but the affiliates task force has also been involved in that. And those are the three reports that I have.
Okay, so a couple of things which have been on the open stream, one of them being that we have directors outside of the personnel committee have yet to receive any type of resume information for candidates for executive directors, so I find that very concerning. Of certain committees not doing their due diligence. I'll talk about the audit. So the audit, we, and Fred can give more information. So the audit committee met, and they still have been yet to be presented with a couple of requests that we've asked of the auditor to be able to get certain letters discussing things within the audit. And then also for the PMB meeting, additional things that we, well, I guess I'll see about that. Yeah.
Point of personal privilege. In making the inaccurate remark that the committee has not done due diligence, the personnel committee has done due diligence. We have consulted with, in response to Director Medina's request, consulted with the attorney and with HR as to the advisability of releasing confidential personnel information. So if you would like to read that memo, I can give you the information. It didn't seem to be reflected in the comments made by the director. So we're proceeding so that we will follow the procedures that are recommended by HR and by spoken with an attorney about the issue, and because of all the breaches of confidentiality and other problems. I don't know what's so funny about this. We've had serious breaches of confidentiality, and I think the director seems to think that it's amusing that we would try to institute a secure process.
Madam Chair?
Thank you. We are on to committee reports to the CMB.
Madam Chair, I find it very disconcerting that this kind of passive-aggressive conflict between our own PNB representatives, that it should be displayed to the entire group. It's very adolescent and juvenile, and I think that you should try and keep PNB reports to PNB reports rather than snide attacking from one PNB member to another and back.
Thank you.